Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. How we just magnify the true and living King on the day. I'm your host, Pastor Alyssa Narvaez. And this is the Miracle Network Church, and I'm so excited, men and women out there listening, land for having the studio with me on today to celebrate this Freedom Day of Independence, the 4th of July, my entire family. Amen. So I just thank God and give honor to Him for having them being my presence today and the presence of the people. Let us go to the throne of grace in prayer as we lift up the true and living King on the day. Dear Heavenly Father, we just magnify you, we glorify you, we exalt you. We thank you for being the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords on the day. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for knowing all the answers. Heavenly Father, we thank you on the day. Heavenly Father, for coming into the midst of the service. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for moving by your Spirit on the people, Heavenly Father. You know about their issues. You know all that they're going through. You know about their trials and their tribulations. Oh, Bashata Sana, God, be a bridge over their troubled waters, even at this time, Heavenly Father. The things that they're plagued with, Heavenly Father. We thank you, Heavenly Father, the diseases that they are plagued with on today, Heavenly Father. Heal in a mighty way, Heavenly Father. Not being able to make ends meet, we bless your holy name, Heavenly Father. Touch them even right now in their finances, Heavenly Father, where they cannot make a way, God. You are the way out of no way, Heavenly Father. Touch relationships on a day, Heavenly Father. The ones that are broken and bruised, Heavenly Father, and feel as though they have no one there to be a comfort for them, Heavenly Father. You are called the Comforter on today, Heavenly Father. We just bless and magnify you on today, Heavenly Father. We invite you, King Jesus, into the midst of the service. Have your way, Heavenly Father. Everybody that's under the sound of my voice and listening, landing in the studio, Heavenly Father, let them be richly blessed by your word and let deliverance come to the masses. Oh, Bashata, Son of God, in Jesus' name, we all say amen. So if you hear an amen here and there, it's all right because I have people in the studio with me, and they're not afraid to worship the true and living King on a day. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. You know, the Bible declares that we are free. Amen. What are we free from? Well, we're free from the curse of the law. Amen. And as we celebrate the 4th of July, the Independence Day of the Americas, amen, for there was a time that we became independent and free from those who had us in bondage. Hallelujah, Jesus. We became free from the government of Britain. Hallelujah, God. And there comes a time in the believer's life when they have to be set free from the bondage that they're in also. And why not celebrate independence and freedom in Jesus Christ? Because the Bible says that he that is free in Christ Jesus is what? Free indeed. Amen. We're going to go to the book of John on today. As the Lord laid in my heart to minister to you about the freedom that's found inside of his glory. Amen. In John 8 and 32, the Bible says, excuse me, the Bible declares, it says, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Hallelujah, Jesus. How many of us know that the truth shall set us free? Oh, Bashata Sanda. There is a specific truth out there. And the truth of the matter of the fact is that God did die on the cross for you so that you may be free. And there comes a time in the book of Mark where we look at the Bible, and the Bible goes to say in Mark 7 and 11, he says unto the Sanhedrin and to the Pharisees and the Sadducees, He says, but ye say, if a man shall say to his father or his mother, it is korban, that is to say a gift, by whatsoever thou mightest be profited by me, he shall be free. And God is going to release and give an understanding of what the scriptures is saying. For we find in Mark, the 7th chapter and the 8th verse, if we go up a little bit higher than that, Jesus said, for laying aside the commandment of God, ye hold the tradition of men, as the washing of pots and cups and many other such things like ye do. Hallelujah, God, Jesus. We find that the Pharisees and Sadducees were used to keeping their own tradition of the washing of the pots and washing of the articles. But how many of us know that that wasn't enough? Amen. They were not made free by the traditions that they did, but there came a time when they needed to be made free only by the blood of the Lamb. And this is why Jesus came to let them know, hey, listen, you're washing the pots, but yet still there's something going on in your heart, and I want to wash your heart. David said, create in me a clean heart and a renewed spirit, and I hide my heart in I hide your word inside of my heart that I might not sin against you. What is God saying on this Independence Day? God is saying that it's not enough to just be free from the traditions and the works of our everyday. But God said he wants to make us truly free. Free by the blood of the Lamb. Free by the blood of Jesus. Free by the blood that delivers. Free by the blood that atones. Free by the blood that sets free. I want to let you know on the day that whatever you're going through in life, whatever situation you're faced with, whatever trial you're up against, although others are celebrating Freedom Day, you may feel as though you're still bound up, you're still locked up, you're still at a disadvantage, you're still robbing Peter to pay Paul. But God sent me by to let you know that there is freedom found. God is a freedom. He is the freedom that you need. He is your 4th of July. He is your Independence Day. For God who sets free, he sets free in the truth. Oh, come on and worship God on today. God can make you whole. You serve a God. I serve a God. They serve a God. We all serve a God that he is free. He is the freedom that everybody is trying to find. They're trying to find freedom in homosexuality. They're trying to find freedom in gay marriage. But God said, I am the one. I am the truth. I am the light. And I am the one that set those free, those that are bound, those that are struggling, those that are trying to find a way out of no way. I am the freedom. I am the freedom found in the flag of the USA. I am the freedom found on the cross of liberty. I am the freedom that's found, oh my God, Jesus, in the land of liberty. You know they have what they call the woman of liberty that's found in New York. Oh, the Statue of Liberty. She was founded by the French and sent to us as a sign and a token of freedom. And I came by to let you know on the day that she is a goddess that is found, O Bashata, son of God, in the Greek mythology. But I don't care what statue the devil has placed before your feet, before your face, the statue that says, I can't make it. I can't go through another day. I'm not going to get out of this hell. I might as well blow my brains out right now. Whatever statue the enemy has set up before you, I came by to let you know, as a preacher of the gospel of Jesus Christ, that you can be free today. You don't have to worship that idol of depression, that idol of loneliness, that idol of bondage, that idol of brokenness, that idol of being broke. You don't have to follow that. Why? Because God said you're rich. You're rich in his glory. God said in his word, you can do all things but fail. God said in his word, you are the head and not the tail. God said in his word, you are above and not beneath. God said in his word, you're more than a conqueror through him that loves you on a day. God said in his word that you are fearfully and wonderfully made in his image and in his likeness. God said in his word that you could have all things through him. God
said in his word, oh, Bashata, son of God, God said in his word that no weapon formed against you shall prosper, even if it's a false image, like the land of liberty set up to make us think that we were free, but yet still she was a goddess, a goddess called Liberatus. Oh, come on and do your research. Oh, in fact, we lack for a failure of knowledge. We fall for a failure of knowledge. But when we get in the word of God and we test the spirit, God said, test my spirit and see that I know that I can make you free on a day. You don't have to look to the land of the liberty, the free and the brave. You don't have to look to the home of the brave, but look to Jesus Christ, the one that sets you free. He is the truth. He is the light. He is your liberatus. He is the land of liberty. He is the woman of liberty. He stands tall. His arm is high. They stretched him wide. Oh, come on, somebody. For you he died. Oh, come on, somebody. He set you free. Oh, so that you may glorify him, so that you may worship him. So remember, while you're on this 4th of July, Independence Day, it's not about what's going on around you, because we live in the world, but we're not of this world. But it's all about, oh, Bashata, son of God. It is about the freedom that's found in Jesus Christ. Oh, hallelujah. Go ahead and magnify God wherever you are right now. Go ahead and give God the glory wherever you are right now. Go ahead and praise God, because God set you free. He set you free from the curse of the law. He set you free from bondage. God said, if any man be in me, he is without condemnation. He is without guilt. Oh, come on, somebody. Oh, move by your spirit, God, in this house even right now, God. Break the bandage of the curse, God. Oh, Bashata, son of God. We want to lift up each and every one of the individuals out there that are struggling with something on today. Oh, come on, somebody. Glorify God. He sets us free. He is our independence. He is our 4th of July. He is our firework. Oh, come on, somebody. He's all the colors in the rainbow. Oh, come on, somebody. He's the gold. He's the silver. Oh, Bashata, son of God. Glorify God wherever you are, whatever you're going through. On the day, God can set you free. He's the one that sets free. Oh, come on, God, y'all, and give God the glory. Oh, Bashata, son of God. Oh, be shalom by your God. Oh, yes. Oh, you're in the presence of the true and living God. You can have church wherever you are, right there in your house. It does not matter. God is the visitor of houses. Oh, he said, in my house are many mansions, and set them free, oh, Father God. Every bondage, God, every work of iniquity, God, set it free even right now, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Touch the vessels even right now, God. Move by your spirit, God. Take it all away. God, oh, Bashata, son of God, dependency, God, oh, cigarettes, God, move by your spirit, God, dependency, God, on all things, God, move by your glory even right now, God. Oh, how we magnify your name, God. Oh, how we glorify your name, God. Oh, how you exalt you, God. Do it right now, God. Deliver, God. Set that captive free, God, on the 4th of July, God. Oh, Bashata, son of God. Oh, be shataru by a God. Do it right now, God. Oh, do it right now, God. I X out everything that stands in the believer's way. I X out everything, every thought, every idea, everything that stands in the way of the prosperity of freedom on a day, God. People think they're not free, God. The things they tell themselves, God. God said to let you know on a day, you don't need it. Oh, you don't need it. You don't need it. God said to let you know on today that you don't need it. All you need is found in me. Oh, hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, God. Oh, 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 hallelujah, God. God. Oh, hallelujah, God. We're not going to let you go, God, until you bless us, God. We're like the angel that wrestled with the man. We're not going to let you go, God, until you set us free, God. All of our house, God, our children, God, our loved one, God, our husband, God, our daughters, God, our wives, God, set us free, God, free out of mind, God, free out of bondage, God, all in the mind. Hallelujah, Jesus. God said to let you know that most of my people are in bondage because of the thought process, because of the way they think. See, God said to you like this, you're really free as a cage outside of the bird, as the bird outside of the cage. But unless you know that the door has been opened, you'll still sit inside of the cage thinking that you are bound. And God said that most of the bondage is found because of the mindset of people, the things that they tell themselves. And God said that one word, a few words is a message on the day. You don't need it. Hallelujah, Jesus. And you just keep saying that. Keep saying, I don't need it. Watch God move in your life. Keep saying, I don't need it. I don't need those cigarettes. I don't need that drink. I don't need that man. I don't need that woman. Oh, I don't need it. Just give me King Jesus and watch God move in your life. Supernatural, way out of nowhere. Miracle signs and wonders. Oh, I don't need it. I don't need the heartache. I don't need the lonely ache. I don't need the mind captivity. I don't need it. I don't need your hate aid. I don't need it. I don't need to listen to what you're saying. Just give me God. I'm going to stand on his word with all my heart, mind, body, and soul. Why? Because I'm fearfully and wonderfully made, and I don't need it. As we celebrate this 4th of July, may the grace of God be with you. The message is very clear that God has sent on today. You can do all things through him and celebrate your freedom and your independence. I've been your host, Pastor Alyssa Narvis, and this is the Miracle Network Church. May God be with you all in Jesus' name. Amen.